international aid agencies are calling on the US and other countries to implement major agricultural reforms. The call comes just days before world leaders will meet in Rome to seek ways of reducing the suffering for the world's poorest people. A new report by the World Food Programme suggests that food prices will remain high for the foreseeable future, putting millions of people in the developing world at increasing risk of malnutrition and starvation. Magdalena Kopvinskaya, spokesperson for the charity Action Aid, told us that structural changes in developing countries are essential to food security.
It is predicted that this crisis can lead to an additional 100 million people being at risk of hunger in this year alone. It's a drastic statistic. If we think about the fact that only over the course of past 10 years, hunger has grown by 20 million, and this food crisis can lead to additional 100 million people being put at the risk of hunger. I think that we are underestimating the importance of structural factors, which is the promotion of structural adjustment policies over the past three decades in most of the developing countries, which has left those countries' governments completely without any policy tools that could enable them to react to this crisis. Actually, food production last year and this year is predicted at the highest level, so this is an issue of food utilization and, of course, of speculation. In addition to that, this is why we are fearing that some wrong solutions can be promoted as an outcome of this forum. We believe that food security is really fundamentally still an issue of access.